This is St. Louis Public Radio. Even though Missouri lawmakers just left Jefferson City before the holidays, they're back on Wednesday for the 2021 legislative session. St. Louis Public Radio's State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on what will be on the agenda this year after 2020 was upended by the coronavirus.
The new year brought a sense of relief for many. It may be the rollout of the vaccine and seeing some light at the end of the tunnel, but the coronavirus didn't disappear once the clock struck midnight, and it is still going to be an important factor in the 2021 legislative session.
We recognize that COVID is here and it's not going away anytime soon. But we also recognize that as a legislature, we have an obligation to our citizens, which is to keep working.
That's the new incoming Speaker of the House, Rob Vescovo. He's a Republican from Arnold, and while he realizes he may have to work around the virus, he's adamant that his chamber will be as busy as any other year.
As far as I'm concerned, session is on, and we are going to continue to work. That doesn't mean we won't have outbreaks or things won't change on a daily basis, but we do plan on working.
The Capitol can be a breeding ground for the virus. It brings in lawmakers, lobbyists, reporters, and witnesses to offer testimony from all corners of the state. Senate Minority Leader John Rizzo from Independence says, unfortunately, he doesn't expect to see a mask mandate again this year.
We have multiple senators who won't wear masks on the Republican side. I think that if there were to be a mask mandate, it would be something that the body would all have to vote on and agree to. And I just don't see the Republican Party doing that.
There will be some changes when it comes to committee hearings. Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden from Columbia says they're ironing out details to allow experts to testify virtually.
We want to do as much work as we can, while still being mindful that we're not entirely out of the woods yet. And so, it literally is a day by day and maybe even an hour by hour sort of scenario. And I think I'm ready for that. I think we're ready for that. And I've asked the caucus to be ready for that as well.
But there is a fine line for that option because completely opening up virtual testimony could allow folks from other states, for example, to clog up debate. Vescovo says in-person discussion is going to remain the expectation.
If there is a director of a state department here in the state of Missouri that thinks that, you know, we want them to testify virtually, they would be wrong.
As for what will be discussed, passing a balanced state budget is about the only guarantee. But this means expanding Medicaid is going to be one of the most important discussions because it will include some upfront costs. And since voters approved it in August, lawmakers need to figure out how to pay for it. House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid from Springfield says she expects this to result in some contentious debate.
We know that the other side is already having conversations about how to lessen the population to curb costs. And so for us, it's going to be upholding the will of voters and making sure that we do everything we can to implement it fully.
In addition to dealing with the state budget, Quaid said ensuring the federal coronavirus relief funds have proper oversight is the top priority for her caucus.
Especially now that it's been extended in terms of the federal guidelines of when payouts are, but making sure that money is being spent appropriately and that we're helping Missouri businesses and families.
The state also needs to discuss COVID-19 liability protections for businesses, schools, and hospitals. Vescovo pushed for Governor Mike Parson to include the discussion in the second special legislative session, which he did, but later removed. Still, it allowed lawmakers to get a jumpstart on that conversation.
It will continue to be an issue, and I think it is an issue of importance that we plan on working again.
A prescription drug monitoring program, sports betting, and legalizing recreational marijuana are likely conversations also. Rizzo says to expect Democrats to push for police reform, too.
Nobody wants to defund the police. I just want to be clear about that. But there are some different conversations that we need to have in regards to chokeholds, in regards to the militarization of the police departments in our state.
Parson will lay out his budget proposal and give his State of the State address later this month, which will shed more light on his priorities. As in every legislative session, there will be plenty of important discussion. But this year, all Missourians will have more access, with the opportunity to be more involved, as both chambers ramp up technological options to participate and observe. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.